Let's begin by saying all the Ten Commandments together. 1, you should have no other gods before me. 2, you should not make for yourself an idol. 3, you should not misuse the name of the Lord. 4, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. 5, honor your father and mother. 6, thou shalt not commit murder. 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. Keep our mind and bodies pure and be faithful in marriage. 8, thou shalt not steal. Today we're going to talk about the 9th commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. This commandment is about telling the truth. To bear false witness means to deceive people either by what we say or by what we don't say. Bearing false witness includes telling lies, saying something that isn't true. Bearing false witness also includes not telling the whole truth, just telling part of the truth. For example, let's assume your mom asks you how many cookies you ate before dinner. You know that if she knows you ate 5 cookies, she will not let you have dessert, and you really want dessert. So, you tell her you ate 2 cookies. You justify your answer by thinking, I'm telling the truth, I did eat 2 cookies, but you leave out the part that you ate 3 more cookies. You don't tell her the whole truth, and she believes a lie. That's bearing false witness, and it is a sin. Another way to bear false witness is to be silent and let people believe a lie because you fail to tell the truth. For example, let's say your mom has been telling your brother not to throw pillows around the den because she's afraid he'll break something. You and your brother are in the den and he does something that makes you mad. You pick up a pillow and you throw it at him. Instead of hitting your brother, though, the pillow hits a lamp and breaks it. Your mom comes in the room and sees your brother, the pillow, and the broken lamp and just automatically assumes that your brother threw the pillow and broke the lamp. You quietly sneak out of the room and let your brother get in trouble. If you continue to say nothing and let your mom think that your brother broke the lamp, you are bearing false witness. You're letting your brother take the blame for something you did wrong. Bearing false witness is acting in a way that deceives or tricks people into believing something that isn't true. Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life in John 14:6. Do you remember that verse from first and second grade Bible club? In this verse, Jesus says that he is truth. The Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies. So anytime we lie or deceive, we are choosing Satan's way over God's ways. We are behaving more like Satan than a child of God. Why do we lie? To avoid getting in trouble, to make ourselves look better, to gain an advantage, maybe like in a game or something, or to avoid being embarrassed. The Bible tells us the story of a husband and a wife who lied to make themselves look better, and their lie had terrible consequences. In the early Christian church in Jerusalem, many believers sold excess possessions and land to help poorer believers have food, clothing, and other things they needed. This was not a requirement by the church, but was done voluntarily out of love and concern. Ananias and his wife Sapphira saw that the people who were generous and gave to help others were looked upon favorably, and they wanted people to think well of them too. So they sold a piece of land but kept part of the money for themselves and gave the rest of the money to Peter, who was head of the church. The Holy Spirit prompted Peter to ask Ananias if he had sold the land for the amount of money he was giving to the church. Ananias said yes and didn't tell Peter he kept some of the money for himself. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? The land belonged to you before it was sold, and after it was sold, all the money belonged to you. It was yours to do with as you desired. You could have kept the money, but you have lied to both man and God by saying you gave all the money away that you received. When Ananias heard this, he immediately fell down dead. 3 hours later, Sapphira, not knowing what had happened to her husband, came in. Peter asked her if the amount they donated was the full price of the land. She lied and said yes. Peter said to her, "How could you agree with your husband to deceive the Lord? The feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out too." Just like her husband, Sapphira fell down dead. It was not a sin for Ananias and Sapphira to keep part of the money for themselves. They had every right to keep some of the money. They sinned by lying about the sale price and trying to deceive people and make the other church members think they were even more generous than they really were. They were concerned about looking good in front of other people and didn't tell the whole truth. This is something all of us, including us adults, should guard against. Sometimes we can be more concerned about impressing other people than being honest and pleasing God. Now, telling the truth does not give us permission to be unkind. Sometimes people justify mean-spirited words by saying, "I was just telling the truth. She really is getting on my nerves." Or, "I was just telling the truth. Her haircut is ugly." Would Jesus talk like that? No. Statements like that do not reflect the character and heart of God. God is truth. God is also love. Our words of truth must be intertwined with love and kindness. When you're involved in conversation, ask yourself these two questions. 1, are my words true? 2, are my words kind? Only words that are both true and kind should be spoken. Our words are powerful. They can give either life or death to those around us, and their impact can be very long-lasting. That's why it's so important for us to speak the truth in love. Bearing false witness is very comprehensive. Bearing false witness is telling lies. It's also telling some of the truth and failing to tell the whole truth. Bearing false witness is being silent and letting someone else take the blame for something you did. Is spreading gossip that you're not even sure is true or not. It's also exaggerating to make yourself look better. The Bible says that it is impossible for God to lie. God is always true. When we decide to follow Jesus, we become God's children. Just as children look like their parents, we should look like our Heavenly Father. Since God doesn't lie, we shouldn't lie, deceive, or give the impression that something is true when it isn't. It takes courage to tell the truth, but God can help us. Let's close in prayer and ask God to help us be boys who reflect His character and are honest and truthful.